recent years, there's been a lot of pop acts singing about being beautiful or someone or something being beautiful. Now, I know this ain't a new thing, but it just feels as if these people don't really know what beauty is, and by banding it around so often, it starts to lose all meaning and worth. You see, beauty and beautiful are powerful words. It's more than just a physical thing. It's more than just a nice pair of tits. Bring the beat and let me tell them what I think beauty is.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near her, so I told her fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near her, so I told her fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder.
Now for me to get my definition of beauty across to you, I must request your attention for the immediate future. Won't take so long as to put you in a catatonic stupor. So present my case study example. Tommy Cooper. If you haven't heard of Tommy, I'll do my best to explain. Tommy Cooper was in the entertainment game. Every granddad in Britain could do a Tommy Cooper impression with a selection of gags, hand movements and facial expressions. His uniform was a suit and a red fez hat. He would combine jokes and magic tricks just like that. He drifted between the two with the most handy transition. He was two part comedian, one part magician. Mistakes and mess ups were a big part of his show, which were real and which were planned only he would know. If he messed up or a certain joke bombed, he'd just start laughing at himself and soon the laughs would catch on. See, Tommy gave no regard to class or race. His only goal was to put a smile on every single face. All his life Tommy lived just to make people laugh. Whether on stage or at home, he'd just be acting dark.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near her, so I told her fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and the even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder. In the eye of the beholder, I was lucky enough to be near, so I took a fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on the shoulder, and even on my hottest of nights, the skin was cold.
Whether appropriate or not became somehow unconnected, because making people laugh was his only objective. But there's one thing in life no man can avoid. This thing will leave the hearts of loved ones empty and void. Death will always cause hurt and pain. It can take weeks before a smile's on your face again. Sure, when reminiscing there can be great happiness, but in the immediate time there's searing pain and nothing less. On April 15th, 1984, the London Palladium was the scene of Tommy's show once more. It was a full house, he had the crowd in out of his hand. Everything as usual seemed completely unplanned. In what seemed like a finale, Tommy dropped to the floor, causing the room to erupt in laughter and applause. Curtains closed, lights went out, there was no encore. Everybody left their seats and headed for the door. Unbeknownst to them, they had witnessed Tommy Cooper's death. He had given his all until he had nothing left. Now please note, at the moment this entertainer died, even with a room full of people, not one tear was cried. Much less they rose to their feet and they laughed and clapped. Now tell me one fucking thing that's more beautiful than that. Sure, I can't think of one.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told her fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and the even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told her fine. Nearly enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and the even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder.